Today we'll be discussing the real cases of the Men in Black. In the great words of Will Smith, the good guys dress in black. Remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. Now I know Will Smith's been in a bit of trouble in the media lately, so don't come for me, I'm just quoting a song. I have that whole song memorized. And today we'll be discussing the supposed real cases of the Men in Black. Who were they? Why are they so mysterious? Find out more today on Star Queen Paranormal. Sometimes things are a bit off. It's human nature to seek answers, but sometimes there are no answers. Star Queen Paranormal is here to help not make any progress on finding those answers. Stare deeply into the void and ask it, "Hey Void, why are you staring back?" Impress your friends at parties with your vast knowledge of controversial topics. The everyday that makes you say, "Hey." Star Queen Paranormal is here to keep that awe and mystery alive, to light the spark of curiosity, to delve a little deeper into the unseen. For the enthusiasts of the strange and extraordinary, align the stars with the bizarre. This is Star Queen Paranormal. Howdy, Stardusties. This is your hostess of the Ghostess, space pirate, extraterrestrial queen, enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary, the embodiment of wishes on stars. I am Exie. The point of this podcast is not to convince anyone that any of this is real, as life requires a healthy dose of skepticism. Our goal is to present information for you to formulate your own opinions and ideas on some of the more curious subjects of our reality. Not to change anyone's mind, but to broaden it. To present the idea. Because beneath this mask, there is an idea, Mr. Creedy, and ideas are bulletproof. I'd like to start my first episode with something I call Terrible Tarot. Now, why is it terrible? Well, I am not psychic and I am not qualified to read these cards. So whatever reading you get, you get. And if you can hear me shuffling the cards, all right. And I will tell you, this is a plain Rider-Waite deck. You've got the Hanged Man, the World, and 10 of Cups. Oh, okay. The thing you've been waiting for is about to be within your grasp. And it'll all turn out happy for you in the end. This is like a family card. There's a rainbow and they're happy and they're celebrating. So you're in a period of waiting, but that's soon going to be over because the world is on your side. And everything is going to be perfect in the end. Next up, we've got paranormal headlines. I am recording this the week of May 24th, and about a week ago, there was a congressional hearing on UAP. And for those who don't know, UAP are unidentified aerial UFOs to most of us. And here are five key points we learned from that hearing. The first is that the Pentagon wishes to destigmatize UAP reporting, especially for credible sources like military and government personnel. Since the disclosure records were released last year, there have been about 400 encounters. I don't know if those are 400 added or they're 400 total, because there were like 144 from 2004 to 2021. Lawmakers are agreeing that UAPs could be a national security threat. We do not know the origin to many of the UAP. Top intelligence officials discuss efforts to combat UAP misinformation, calling the intentional red herrings of false information on UAPs harmful to the task force investigation. Number five, the Pentagon plans to be more transparent with declassifying information. The poltergeist has finished making my sandwich, so I'll be back in just a moment.
Hey! Welcome to ShambleFest!
I'm Jess.
I'm Amber. And we are your one-stop weekly shop for news shambles.
We're a weekly WTF and current events comedy podcast. We drop episodes every Monday morning. Tune in.
Shamble on.
And we're back. That was a promo for my friend Jessica and her co-host Amber. Jessica has been a huge, huge help and source of inspiration for this project of mine. So, Jessica, if you're listening, thank you again, like a million times. And everybody go check out ShambleFest, for real. It's really good. And now we're down to the nitty-gritty, the meaty part, the part you've all been waiting for. We're here to talk about the Men in Black. I picked this as my first topic because it's just something I've always been interested in. So who are the Men in Black? Well, we don't really know that much about it. A lot of people describe them as having an inhuman appearance and sometimes like a very ominous aura around them. But they tend to show up after paranormal events or video is captured, and it seems that their purpose is to put a muzzle on spreading information. In 1996, a man named Ray Muniz, who owned an auto tinting shop, started a show called Project UFO. He was in Georgetown, Texas, and he received a tape from a viewer that appeared to have really good UFO for the 90s in the footage. Anyway, days after receiving the tape, men in black suits showed up unexpectedly to Ray's shop. They had black suits, sunglasses, hats. They randomly handed him an IRS summons. So as Ray is showing the IRS summons to one of his co-workers, he looks up and the group of men who handed him the summons disappeared. Like, this interview was from Unsolved Mysteries, so he was very adamant that the men in black suits didn't have time to get in a car. They didn't have time to walk away, and there was nowhere for them to go because the area was kind of flat. He would have seen where they had gone. They had just seemingly vanished. Well, Ray didn't want to get into any more trouble, so he went to the address and the document on the date that they asked him to go, and he was greeted by another man in a black suit. Now, Ray swears he's got a box full of tax documents so that they can audit him. But once he gets there, the man in the black suit says that he can go without looking at his tax documents, without sifting through anything. So Ray is a little confused. He brought all that stuff up there and nobody's wanting to look at the tax documents for his IRS summons. When he gets home, he notices that just the videos in his house have been ransacked. He believes that he was told to be at a certain place at a certain time so that these auditors, quote unquote, could search for the UFO footage that he had received. And in that same episode of Unsolved Mysteries, someone named Colette Peters said she was walking somewhere in New York and she passed by a man in a black suit who didn't really look human. A bizarre feeling overcame her. He was a tall, lanky man, and he was a bit out of place and odd. Because of her experiences with abductions and UFOs in the past, she believed it was some kind of sign. She's just not sure what the sign was. It didn't feel threatening like most Men in Black stories do. This next story comes from a book called They Knew Too Much About Flying Saucers by Gray Barker. June 27th, 1947, which is like 25 days after the Roswell crash and a couple weeks after the Kenneth Arnold flying saucer incident, for anyone who keeps up with UFO history, a man named Harold Dahl, his son, Charles, and their dog were on a conservation mission gathering logs near the eastern shore of Maury Island. They witnessed six donut-shaped objects hovering above a half mile above of his boat, like about a half mile above his boat. One of these donuts dropped about 1,500 feet or so, which was immediately followed by raining metallic debris, some of which hit the son, Charles, and the dog, who did not make it from the rain. Like, the dog passed away because he got hit with the debris. Dahl was able to capture pictures and show his supervisor. The next morning, Dahl was visited by a mysterious stranger in a black suit. Somehow, he and the stranger end up at a local diner, where the mysterious stranger recounted Dahl's encounter to him. So he was essentially in the diner, and this guy was like, "Hey, I know what happened to you. You saw six donut-shaped objects, and one of them dropped into the sky, and then it started raining metal." Could you imagine, like, somebody like, "Hey, I know what happened to you," and somehow you randomly wound up in a diner? But the mysterious stranger then went on to tell him, "What I have said is proof that I know a great deal more about this experience of yours than you want to believe." Of course, you can read the whole story on that book, They Knew Too Much About Flying Saucers by Gray Barker. But Dahl was told not to speak of the incident, because if he did, bad things would happen. Now, what kind of bad things? I'm not really sure. It kind of sounds like the kid that's going to tattle on you. "If you tell, I'm going to make your life a living terrible place." Trying to keep it family friendly a little bit. My last story is a Men in Black story for the actor Dan Aykroyd, who is best known for Saturday Night Live, Blues Brothers, Ghostbusters. He had his own paranormal show. And he was going to have his own paranormal show in the early 2000s, I think? 2002, yes. But he was he recorded 8 episodes and he was unable to release it. So I was originally going to post a audio clip. But then I thought, this is my first episode. It's probably not a good idea that I use a clip from an interview, because I don't want the copyright gods to frown upon me. But basically, the story is that Dan Aykroyd was working on a show called Out There, which was about, the paranormal and the aliens and whatnot. And they were, 8 episodes deep. And he was outside, and he got a phone call. And he looked over and he saw a man in a black suit in an official-looking vehicle. I believe he used the term a police car of some sort. He looked down for a second and he looked back up and the car was gone. And the car didn't have time to turn around or turn a corner or even stop at a red light. It had vanished within a couple seconds. Then the next thing he knows, he gets to the studio and he's told that his show that they had been working on, that had been going well, was canceled. And so he's not sure if it was an actual Men in Black encounter, or if he's not sure if, they were trying to send a warning to him, or what was going on. But he was pretty sure that the Man in Black incident had something to do with the cancellation of his show Out There. And I invite anybody who is interested in this story to look it up on YouTube, or there are, you could probably find stories about it on Google. But it's just really fascinating. So I'm a little curious to know what exactly he had on there that was so good that Men in Black decided to intervene. Or maybe they didn't. Maybe he just happened to see a man in black the same day he got canceled. But it's an interesting story. Anyway, Stardusties, I'm curious to know, do any of you have any UFO or extraterrestrial stories? Men in Black, just something out there, out of the ordinary. Write us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Visit us at Star Queen Paranormal on Facebook and Star Queen Paranormal on Instagram. Star Queen is one word, paranormal is separate. And if you'd like, you can throw some coin at us at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal, where for as little as $1, you can access exclusive content, all while supporting your Star Queen in need. And so, Stardusties, remember to hydrate and practice self-love. Always remember to be mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight. Continue existing as you would, my dudes.